Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Right now, as you probably just heard there on the news bulletin, the media is making a bit of a fuss today about a persistent dip that keeps reoccurring in a road in Kerry. TD Danny Healy-Ray says it may be due to ferry activity. He's on the line. Danny, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, yes.
Now, there are ferry forts on this road that presumably have been there for an awfully long time. Is that the case?
Well, in and around the general area of Glenfesk and Lissabegeen and in many parts of Kerry, there are ferry forts. And tradition taught us and was handed down to us that you weren't to touch those ring forts or ferry forts or leases, which they were called by, are still being called by many people. You're not to touch those because whatever way they were put there, they're big mounds. A lot of work went into them without machinery, and they were handmade, obviously. And we do know that they're all connected underground.
Right. So, okay, and have those forts been interfered with, say, when the road was being built?
We don't know. And look, I didn't say at any time that was the ferries caused this dip in the road, but I asked the question, what's happening? Because when the road was built in the mid-80s or early 80s, that kind of time, a perfect job was done it, and a depression appeared in the road and it was sorted out quickly that time. But a number of years ago, it happened again, and it kept going down and going down, and it's happening again today. But at that time, Kerry County Council spent over €40,000 digging it out and doing a good job. They didn't just come out and patch it. Mm. They came out and dug it out and did a really good job and did a perfect job in it. But lo and behold, it's appearing again. So I'm only asking the question that what I'm really asking is that the road be repaired. And until it is repaired, that sign is be put up to warn drivers coming out of Killarney, you're on the perfect road. Next thing, this dip in the road could flip the wheel out of your hand and cause a serious accident, because it's a very heavily traffic road to the main artery in and out of Kerry. Mm. And that road needs to be of a high-class standard and this at particular point now is dangerous. And look, I only asked the question a number of years ago, was it ferries at work or what was the cause of it? And we don't know, and Kerry County Council gave a technical reason as to what was happening there. But look, the road needs to be fixed and that's it, full stop.
Right, okay. But if it is ferries, Danny, then the road can't be fixed because the ferries will keep undermining
well,
the work, surely.
No, I don't know. The road has to be maintained and the road has to be kept open. And I only asked the question at that time, see, was it ferries at work? And no one has given me an answer. But I do know one thing, that where there is a ring fort or a lease, I won't be touching it anyway. But and I'm not saying there's one here. But there are some in the vicinity. We don't know what's wrong there, but the road needs to be fixed, Sean. And I'll have to keep agitating. And my daughter Mara is in the council a number of times, and again recently, and things like that need to be repaired. We're entitled to roads here in Kerry as good as the people above in Dublin, and are entitled to roads as well.
Indeed. Did they make a mistake then with the route of the road, if they'd known there were ferry forts there, that they were only asking for trouble?
I'm not saying that either, but I'm saying the road is dangerous now and it needs to be repaired. And I know that when the NRA and Kerry County Council select a route for the road, they go through a ton of process, and indeed it has deprived us of a proper road from Cork to Kerry, bypassing Macroom because of different archaeological things. But they certainly go to extremes to in the selection of routes. So all I'm saying is tradition has it that there are such things as ring forts and lisses, but whatever about that, we need our road repaired, and that's what. And I'm glad to get this opportunity in the public airwaves to ask Kerry County Council, and indeed the NRA, of the TII, as they're now called, to provide funding to repair this serious dip in the road at the present time, and to ensure that our drivers and people travelling that road can do so safely.
Is there no money then to fix the road at the moment?
Well, I can tell you that we, you know, I've been blamed there for highlighting roads issues in Kerry, or to suggest in some one of the papers there today that I raised the issue of roads in Kerry. Well, certain roads are in a desperate state and still are, Sean, especially roads in rural areas. They haven't got a bob of funding. We got no discretionary funding since 2011 for Class 3 or for minor roads, and indeed for local improvement schemes. No funding at all available for that scheme unless Kerry County Council can say they did about 3 or 4 this year out of their general roads programme, and there's no specific funding for that. And what I have said before, and I said in the Dáil many times, the people in Kerry are entitled to a good road to their door, the very same as the people in Dublin for. And I'm elected by the people to highlight issues like that and to ensure that Kerry gets fair play, because in recent times we haven't been getting it anyway. And,
right.
And there's very little happening road-wise except the coastal routes. But as for tertiary roads or Class 3 roads or for local improvement schemes, we haven't getting a bob at all. And you know, We as elected representatives will have to fight for that funding.
Yeah. Now, if they do get the funding to fix that section of road, will your plant hire firm tender for the work there? Because you've said before, you've been quoted of saying that you won't let any of your machinery near ferry forts.
Oh, well, no. I'll say that again today. If what machines we had were standing around and I was asked to knock a ferry port or to do something to a ferry port, I'd refrain from doing that. I said I'd starve with the hunger first. So, but I don't know what's here in the road, and I only asked the question, Sean, and I'm glad to get the chance to highlight the need for the road to be fixed again. I don't know what's there. Kerry County Council gave technical reasons or whatever. And it's just the road needs to be repaired.
Mm.
And look, our plantar business has done nothing wrong in relation to the tendering process. You have to go through a strict procurement process before you get selected or before your tender is accepted for any job in any state job. So to the same, whether it's Kerry County Council or the NRA or whoever, or the other public bodies, there's a strict procurement regime in place.
Oh, indeed. But on this particular job, Danny, would your company avoid this job, not bid for this job because of the proximity to ferry forts?
Look, I don't think that question will even arise, because for those type of jobs, the procurement is already done.
Right,
and there are plantar firms in place for doing those national routes, and I don't even know who they are. And again, Sean, I said to you, I'm not as much involved in the plantar business now, because since I was thankfully elected by the people of Kerry to represent them in Dáil, and that's my primary business every day, and that's why it is so hard to get me on the phone today, because after the bank holiday weekend, there's a lot of things outstanding, and a lot of things have been brought to our attention.
Indeed.
After my attention, and that's my primary business while I'm elected to the Dáil, to see after the people that elected me, and to see after the people who didn't vote for me, because they need representation as well.
Well,
and
indeed.
That's what I'm trying to do. So.
But Danny, can I ask you this, though, because a Healy Ray plant hire has, according to the Irish Times today, earned €8.7 million in state and county council contracts over the past few decades. Do you take an income from that company?
No, Sean. No, I don't.
You don't?
Well, I'm glad to have employed back over the years many people, and currently we're employing about 20 local fellas, good drivers, because if you don't have a good driver, you can leave the machine at home and it won't be called again. And I'm glad to have those good people around me, and like that, Johnny, my son, sees after that side of the business, and my other son, Dan. And I haven't...
But you're still a director of the company, though.
Over the last 10 years... Like every company, we've gone through tough times because there's no mention about the companies that went bust and couldn't pay us.
Mm.
And there's no mention about how hard it is to get work or how low you have to go with a tinder to get a job now. And what we've barely been trying to do is to keep our workforce intact, to keep paying them every week and to pay our suppliers. And so far, we've been successful in doing that, and we'll try to continue to do that. But, I'm amazed the way journalists bolt the thing up, like, to say the Healy Ray plant has got this over 2 decades. I honestly can say to Sean, we don't have that kind of money that they put in the front of the paper at our disposal.
Well, that's in contracts, obviously.
And the machines don't run themselves. Obviously, they do. They're very fond of diesel. And there are running costs, and there are repair costs, and there are wage bills. And it's up to anyone of those journalists that are trying to make hay out of it today. And I suppose I'm a bit concerned in that that this could be coming from some ulterior forces, and it's to be wondered that has it any connection with the fact that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are saying there'll be an election shortly because they are working together. And their main and chief aim is to get rid of as many independents as possible.
Right.
And maybe that's why the focus of attention is on our grouping today. Because
Are you saying that the Irish Times is an agent of Fianna Fáil? That's a fairly serious accusation to make.
I'm wondering, is there some... Well, I have no bad cracking to make in relation to the fact that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are their one joined up ambition is to get rid of as many independents as possible. And I'm only wondering, is it journalists are dancing to their tune to try to see or to say that I have done something wrong because I've done nothing wrong and we abide by all the procurement.
No, I'm sure it's been proven. There have been various ethics investigations into you and no wrongdoing was ever found. That's in the public record. It's just a perception thing, Danny, though, that if you're involved in things like, in public works, but you also have a company that might get contracts from those public works, there could be a perception of a conflict of interest. Do you not see that?
There's no conflict of interest. And I mean, are you going to say to me that solicitors, engineers, all other people that could be construed that they're connected in some way, or family members are connected in some way? We have a very tight procurement process in place in this country, and I have never broken any of those rules and we haven't been found to have broken any of those rules. So I have nothing to hide, Sean, and that's the truth about it.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Before I let you go, though, because people are texting and they want to know this, do you believe in fairies or not?
Ooh. Well, one thing I do know is I do believe that you shouldn't touch ring forts or leases or fairy forts. I that I never will do because it has been instilled in me that you shouldn't do that. And many people, or most people that I know around this county, would never touch them knowingly. A few that did had bad luck after it, and I'm sorry about that. But because I wouldn't do it knowingly, Sean, and that's the honest truth about it.
Danny, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Independent TD, Danny Healy-Ray there.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.